Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Wendy, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other two co-hosts, Shermin and Krista. Hello, ladies.
Hi, Wendy. This is Shermin. Glad to be here with you. Hi, Krista.
Hi, everyone. This is Krista, and welcome to our listeners out there. Today, we have the great pleasure of having Dr. Rosie Kuhn back on our show. Besides being an author, educator, coach, and leadership facilitator, Dr. Rosie has a PhD in transpersonal psychology and is a preeminent thought leader in the field of transformational coaching, coach training, and leadership development.
Dr. Rosie specializes in transforming belief systems that hold individuals back in business and life. Her unique coaching model is based on systems theory, transpersonal psychology, and years of immersion in the study of addictions. She has successfully coached and trained professionals cross-functionally in numerous educational, nonprofit, and for-profit organizations. As an educator, Rosie created the Transformational Coaching Training Program, which she also facilitated for 10 years.
Yes, and we had Rosie on our show on several previous occasions when we talked with her about personal transformation, about spiritually transformative experiences, and how to cultivate spirituality in children, and how to diet like a guru. These were all wonderful interviews, and if you missed any part of them, go to blogtalkradio.com/skies the limit, where all our past shows are archived. So today, we have a really special program for our listeners. Instead of an interview, we have asked Rosie to give us a demonstration of her unique coaching style by giving one of us a brief coaching session. Very excited. So welcome back to Sky's the Limit Radio, Rosie. We are so excited to have you back.
Oh, thanks. It's always really fun to be with you guys. So I'm happy.
Awesome. We're all happy. Krista.
So, Rosie, before we get into the coaching demonstration, can you just briefly share a little bit about your unique coaching, transformational coaching style, and how that might differ from other coaching approaches?
My approach basically takes in the whole person, and that includes the part of ourselves, the aspect of ourselves that we don't give much credit to. We might know it's there and talk about it, but we don't actually exercise bringing that part into our life. And that's what most people would call our energetic or spiritual aspect. The other aspect of our wholeness that rarely gets addressed is our humanness. And in a sense, I think of ourselves that we're spiritual beings having a human experience, and how the experience that we want in our life has us make choices, and those choices create the consequences or the reality that each of us live in. So I address like all of that in a coaching session or in a coaching relationship, because our spiritual self influences how we be human, and our human self influences the choices we make and the circumstances that we find ourselves in. So that's the long and short of it.
Okay, so that's great background to have. So I think we have a volunteer for the coaching session. Shimon graciously
Yay.
Volunteered. So without further ado, let's get started with our coaching session.
Thank you, Krista.
Great.
Hi, Shimon.
Awesome. Hi. Hi, Rosie. Thanks for being willing to coach me a little bit today. I can't wait.
You're welcome. So, Shimon, I'm going to act as if this is our first session and we've just had a brief discussion saying you'd like some coaching. So we'll just start there if that works with you.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Shimon, I want you to imagine that I am a fairy godmother. I am your fairy godmother. And my job as your fairy godmother is to empower you to create anything in the world that you want. You can have it. So as your fairy godmother, I'm waving my magic wand. What is it that you would like in life, and especially from this session? It's not too big of a question.
I was just thinking about right now. I would like to be lying on the beach with a margarita somewhere. But then you said for life. Yeah, but really, actually, for life, it's a bit similar, because I really would like to work a bit on life-work balance, and I think that I'm working way too much right now and don't
okay.
have enough beach or margarita in my life. So,
great.
You know, that's kind of the long and short of it, like you said
okay.
earlier.
So as your fairy godmother, and what's really important is to know more, like specifically as you can share with me, what it's like. So I'm going to wave my magic wand again. And now you're in work-life balance. And we'll just say for the next 5 minutes, okay, just to give it a parameter. Next 5 minutes, describe to me this place of work-life balance. What's it like in this moment having that work-life balance for yourself?
Well, life would just be a lot slower and just
okay.
more peaceful, satisfying, more savoring of
great.
The moment.
Beautiful.
Without
can you feel that
up,
in the moment?
You know, the work, yeah, without giving up, you know, the work that I adore, that I do, and the family that
yeah.
I love and adore.
Yeah.
Just kind of to
yeah,
be
so,
adding that part of savoring in the moment.
Beautiful. So, again, as your fairy godmother, you don't have to give up anything. You just are adding slower, peaceful, savoring the moment in your life.
Yes, that would be wonderful. Mm-hmm.
So in this moment, I want you to see it, that it's happening right now. That is wonderful. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Can you experience that in this moment, the slower, peaceful, being able to, in this moment, savor the moment with
yes.
your radio sisters and all? Yeah.
Yes, yes. No, my radio sisters are always very supportive. I always feel relaxed already when I hear their voices. But it's very interesting
awesome.
Because as soon as you said that, my shoulders just dropped. I didn't even realize
excellent.
How tense I still was. So
beautiful.
That permission right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So quite often, and I'm going to be kind of going in and out, but quite often people are coaching to the future. And when people are coaching to the future, they're not actually, that you as a client isn't actually able to experience yourself in the moment, having what you want in the moment. And so when we give you, in a sense, permission, when you give yourself permission, you can go, oh, yeah, that's it, right here, right now. Bada bing, bada boom.
Yes, yes.
So in essence, you can come to this
yeah,
place right now, bada bing, like that, right? You're here.
Anytime.
You have what you
sure,
want.
Sure, sure. Yeah, that's and that's wonderful. The thing is to maintain it. Of course, it seems to get away from me very easily with the business.
Yes,
of,
so that's our
work
so.
And
so in my practice, I basically use four questions, and you know I'm sharing this with you because I usually share it with my clients, but also your audience, in a sense, would like, well, what is she doing here? And it's like, four questions. What is it you want? And you say work-life balance, and people go, yeah, yeah, I know what that is. But what you're bringing, Charmaine, is the quality of being human that you're after, the qualities of being human, savoring, peaceful, slower, relaxed, enjoying, okay, enjoying your family, enjoying your work, enjoying every aspect of your life. That's the human part that needs to get addressed, like, because that's where you want to go. So question number two, Sherman, is what's in the way of you being in this state of being all the time, this slower, peaceful, savoring the moment, relaxed? What are the obstacles in the way?
Well, it's, you know, of course it's myself, ultimately, but it's time. There's not enough time, and there are too many things that I want to do that I want to put into the time that is available. Leaving, so it's, you know, somewhat time management, but it's also just lots of other stuff that I do, which is really worthwhile and valuable as well. And having difficult time, I guess, picking and choosing. And giving up some other things in order to have the time available to be more conscious of the enjoying and savoring.
So here's a question. I'm going to clear my throat. Hang a second. So let's have a continuum, if you will, if you have paper in front of you. On let's say on the left side of the paper, you have the word stuff. Okay, stuff is, here's what I want to do, here's all the commitments, all that. Mm-hmm. I want this, too many things to do. There's not enough time.
Right.
On the other side, on the right-hand side, you put work-life balance. And in that work-life balance, you've got the peace, the slower pace, the savoring the moment, the relaxedness.
Right.
Okay? So on one end of the continuum, you've got stuff. Busyness, intentions, focus, want to do. And on the other side, you've got the work-life balance. Where would you put yourself on that continuum between I want all the stuff and the doing and the being busy stuff and the work-life balance? Where would you put yourself on that scale?
Well, I'm probably pretty much 90% into the stuff.
Oh, excellent. 90% into this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I want to point out is people automatically know where they are in this on this continuum, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Because if you know where you're at, then you can know where you're going. You have a better idea of what the trajectory is.
Yes.
So in this call, Sherman, which is like a lot of calls that when people are calling, they say, here's what I want. I want that work-life balance or whatever it is they want. However, I'm really committed, like 90% committed to the stuff, busyness, too many things on my plate, okay?
Right,
yeah. So we call it the dilemma.
I love that you put intentions and focus on that side as well, so it's not negative stuff, it's positive stuff.
That's right. It's the stuff of life. It's the stuff of what we all the good things that we want to make happen in our life. And you also want this thing called balance.
Yes.
So what is it? Again, I'm going to come back to this question number two. What's in the way, or what's missing, that keeps you at 90, let's say, and doesn't get you to 85%, or if the middle is zero, in a sense, you're 90% in towards the stuff. What keeps you there as opposed to shifting closer to that balance? What's missing, or what's the obstacle?
Probably, if I'm thinking about it, it's probably just my expectations are off.
Beautiful.
Because I'm thinking it's time, but, you know, time is time. Time is whatever it is. We all get the same amount. So I guess I have expectations that there's more that I can be cramming into the time than is really, really.
So in a sense, I should. What I'm hearing is you say I should be cramming more into the time. Is that?
Yeah, I understand that that's wrong, that that's what I'm trying to do,
okay.
And that my expectations are off, that, you know, that's just not possible. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
what,
that gets
what,
in the way.
My
expectations get in the way.
Excellent. So I want you to get that there is no wrong or bad about this. It's, you know, given your expectations and given the way that we see reality, in, especially in our United States or American or Western world, it's like we're after the do and the expectations that we'll have. And what you're saying is that's where I've been going, and there's this part of me that wants balance and peace and savoring and a little bit more solitude or serenity. So there's no wrong or bad. It's just how do I shift from that trajectory to bringing more work-life balance into my life. And in this particular moment, if you say my expectations are such that I am, in a sense, focused in that direction, then what needs to shift in order for you to shift your expectations?
Well, my expectations need to shift because I was thinking, you know, what needs to shift? So my expectations need to shift, but that's the part that I'm not sure how to shift them.
Great. So again, I want to point out that everybody who has any client, basically, they don't know how to do what they want to do. That's why they hire a coach, right? I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to shift my expectations. I don't know how to, you know, have that balanced life. I don't know. It's like, yeah, that's I point that out as it's that place that says, I don't know how to do that, so I'll postpone it until I know how to do it. And what's the great thing about coaching and this level of coaching is you're saying, okay, I don't know how to do this, but I'm in this session because I want it bad enough. I want it enough. I want that balance enough that I'm willing to go through this. I don't know this.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Yep.
So this is a point in the coaching relationship or coaching conversation that's really challenging for coaches as well as for the client, because it's like, I get that you don't know, and it's you get to find out how you get to know. Like, how do you be, Sherman, when you don't know how to do something? What's your go-to practice?
I get busy. I go
Excellent.
Do something.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Because when you're busy, you feel what?
Productive, like I'm accomplishing something, even though if I'm trying to accomplish more balance, then I'm getting further away from that, actually.
Beautiful. When you're productive and you're accomplishing that, what does that mean to you or about you when you're accomplishing and being productive?
It feels that, like, that's how it's supposed to be, you know, in quotes. That's,
beautiful.
You know, that's what I've been taught, I guess.
Okay. And if you're in a work-life balance, what have you been taught about a work-life balance where your pace is slower, you're more peaceful, and you're able to savor the moment, you're relaxed? What's true about you in that world?
Well, what's true is that I really enjoy it when I get there, when that happens.
Okay.
But it feels like it's an indulgence. It doesn't
go on.
It can be like a little vacation, but that's about it. Then I come back, and I'm supposed to get back to work.
Okay.
90% of the
Beautiful.
Time. Mm-hmm.
Great. And so, Sherman, what I keep saying beautiful and excellent and great, because saying that what's true for you, it's an indulgence. Work-life balance is an indulgence. That tells me that you're not going to allow yourself to have it, because it's an indulgence. Now you got to get back to work, right?
Right. That's right.
And if productive and accomplishing is the higher priority, the higher value, we always go towards the higher value. Even though people pay millions of dollars every year learning, going to workshops and trainings on work-life balance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
It's a dilemma, isn't it? It's like, I'm supposed to have work-life balance, but that's an indulgence.
Yeah, right. So our definition is really very much off. It's incongruent.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. So we come back, that in a sense is an obstacle to you having work-life balance.
Yeah. That's why I was saying, I know it's me, I'm in the way, but it's really helpful to kind of tear down and zone in on how am I doing that? And
that's right.
Having this definition of it's an indulgence, I can see how that completely gets in the way of
beautiful.
Having that accomplished.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And, Sharmina, there's another interpretation here, which you say, it's me, I'm the problem here in a sense. But it isn't you, it's the thinking part of you, the whole thinking part of you. I call it the domain of personal power, where you're saying you're making choices, and that those choices have been made based on our consensus reality, the culture, all of the life experiences that you've been immersed in and has helped you develop and think about things the way you do. So you have an intelligence, you have an ability to be a thinker. I'm your thinking partner, and I can say, hey, this is interesting. if there's a belief inside you, it's just a belief, that to have work-life balance is an indulgence, what do you want to do with that?
I want to create a different definition of work-life balance.
Excellent.
Rather than it being an
Great.
Indulgence. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So in this moment, what would that be? In a sense, when we called and you said, here's what I want, work-life balance, and here's what I get, which is this place of slower, peaceful, savoring the moment. Is that valuable to your life?
Right. Work-life balance is valuable. Work-life balance is necessary. I mean, otherwise, what's the living?
Mm-hmm. Right. What's
rather
the point?
rather than its indulgence. Right, exactly. It's life. It's what makes life worthwhile, to be able to be present while you live it.
There you go.
Yeah.
So as you're saying that, what's it like inside your body, inside your being, as you're saying that?
It's like feeling like giving myself permission, which is really nice.
Beautiful. So
In
essence, you're empowering yourself to say, hey, here's what's really true. Here's why this is valuable and a higher priority, in a sense, than accomplishments and productivity.
Yeah, it feels like it's more on a more even plane now.
Beautiful.
The other stuff is important, but this is important too. It's just as important, and so it needs space in my life.
Yeah. You're requiring it.
Right, which is kind of like, now that I'm thinking about it, I make compromises for the stuff as well. I can't. I pick and choose what I do as far as the stuff. So I just need to do some more picking and choosing because now the work-life balance is kind of part of the stuff. It's all together now.
Excellent.
That's how it feels.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So where would you put yourself on the continuum in this moment between the stuff and the work-life balance?
Oh, much more 50-50. Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Wow,
so,
Rosie.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
So
wow.
And we did that in, what, 20 minutes? No, not even.
Right, yeah.
So I got a couple more questions, and I'll keep it really brief. But
yeah,
what was I going to say? So sustainability will come with the practice. And so the fourth question, which I'll just leave to you because of our timing, is what will you practice in service to growing this ability to live in this new interpretation of work-life balance.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that's a good
in
question.
Coaching versus – great. Because in therapy, quite often people have insights, but they don't take the insights into actual practice. We want you to practice and exercise those muscles so that you gain strength in moving closer and closer to that work-life balance continually, like sustainable.
Yeah.
And I have
wow.
to say, okay. as a practicer of work-life balance, I am far more productive and accomplish so much more when I am in the balance as opposed to in the work. I've written like
yeah.
10 books and lots of blogs in
yeah.
that work-life balance. So I'm far more accomplished when I'm in that place of peace than I am when I'm in that place of harriedness. So just for that.
That makes a lot of sense, too. So I'm so glad that we could do this. Thank you, Rosie, because I knew you would be the perfect person to address this issue with. So this is
Thank you,
really
Sharon.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, even just listening.
So
as
we don't
want to
let you go before, you know, having at least some information for the listeners. How can they, you know, have this experience with you? How would they be in touch with you to work with you just the way I just did?
They can email me at Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, at theparadigmshifts.com. If you aren't sure what that is, it's Rosie Kuhn, K-U-H-N. You can just Google me, and The Paradigm Shifts will come up. That's my website. And you'll find blogs, you'll find my books there, videos, and other things. That's a good place to start to see if I'm a really good candidate for you as a fairy godmother / thinking partner coach.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
awesome.
Rosie at theparadigmshift.com is the best place.
Rosie at theparadigmshift.com. We'll put it on our Facebook page. But I like the fairy
yep.
godmother thing. I think that was what made my shoulders drop right away. It's just this whole idea of permission. So thank
mm-hmm.
you for giving me that gift, Rosie, today. Really appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Gosh.
You're very
right.
welcome.
Unfortunately, we are just about out of time. I can't believe this, but it was a really great experience, even from a listening standpoint, not being the person being coached. So thank you
yes,
for
definitely.
Doing that. Right.
It was a great experience. Thank you, Rosie. I think we all benefited
you're so welcome.
From that, and I hope our listeners will too.
For sure.
It was my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
So hopefully we'll get to do this soon again, and thank you for coming on back again and again, Rosie. We so appreciate that. And
I love it.
Hopefully we'll be speaking again soon. Awesome. And thank you, our listeners, for tuning in again today, too, to Sky's the Limit Radio. We appreciate you for listening and following us and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we did. Please feel free to share your thoughts, comments, and feedback on our Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/skiestheLimitRadio or visit us on our website at skiestheLimitRadio.com to stay up to date on all the good shows we have coming up for you and these kind of experiences that we just went through, which was fantastic. And you can also register there for our Sky's the Limit Radio Inspiration Kit. Make sure you don't miss that one episode that could make a difference in your life. Stay tuned each week to your inspiration station. For now, we are Wendy, Krista, and Sherman signing off. Until next week, and remember, the sky's the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye. Thanks, Rosie.
Thanks so much, Rosie.
You're welcome, you
Thank
guys.
You, Rosie. Goodbye.
You're very welcome. Bye for now.